USA Radio News.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
Democratic Congressman Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House once again. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy transferred the gavel to Pelosi.
I extend my hand of friendship to every member of this body. And to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, I extend to you this gavel.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 660 points to close at 22,686. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com.
A former presidential candidate apologizes to a woman who worked on his campaign, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he wasn't aware at the time of sexual harassment and unequal pay claims during his 2016 run for the White House. The Vermont Independent now apologizing.
I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately, and of course, if I run, we will do better next time.
This after the New York Times reported that several women who worked on Sanders' campaign for the Democratic nomination say they experienced sexual harassment, pay disparities, and targeted disrespect by others on the campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Girl Scouts have a new cookie. The Girl Scout cookie season kicked off on Wednesday. Besides Thin Mints, Tagalongs, and your other favorites, your local Girl Scout troop is now selling a new cookie called Caramel Chocolate Chip. The gluten-free cookie is made with caramel semi-sweet chocolate chips and a hint of sea salt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump held his first cabinet meeting of 2019, and the president spent much of the time highlighting some of the positives going on in the administration and some of the things we're seeing in the government. The president updates us regarding the military and also North Korea.
We are doing something that, frankly, if I would have told you 2 years ago when we first came into office that we would have had that kind of a success, nobody would have believed it. They would have said, you're exaggerating. It's not possible. But we're down to final blows, and those generals were fantastic. When we met with the generals in Iraq, they were really fantastic. They really know their business. So we have a lot of exciting things to talk about militarily. We've had a lot of victories. I just got a great letter from Kim Jong-un, and those few people that I've shown this letter to, they've never written letters like that. This letter is a great letter. We've made a lot of progress with North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Chairman Kim has been, we've really established a very good relationship. A lot of good things are happening. I never said speed. Look, it's been this way for 80 plus years. We had our meeting 6 months ago in Singapore. We'll probably now have another meeting. He'd like to meet. I like to meet. But we've established a very good relationship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.